It's 7:37 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. I tell you what, Ellie Boss Madame on your radio with Sweetie. We checked out a whole lot, by the way, in case you just joined us. We had Ghetto Ballerina that was on the playlist. Amos and Ami Fako were also on the playlist. Where were you? You're only joining us now. But it's fine. You are just in time. That's for our conversation, all right? What's the longest you have traveled? That's just by road, okay? We're not talking about your privileged self with your flying or your privileged self with your... what other mode of this, of transportation is there? By boating? Yo, but you got to have patience for that as well. Just cruising. Let's check out your voice notes. Osimeli?
Good morning, Shekwane and NSK.
Moro.
You guys are having a lovely morning. Winter is almost gone. Hopeful thinking, I know. But anyway, what's the longest distance I've traveled or driven on the road? Gosh, guys. I'm never, ever, ever doing it again. Unless like we're like a group of five or something. Because, wow, so that time we were being spontaneous.
Yeah.
My then partner and I. So we drove from here to Cape Town and heaven. What we were thinking, I don't know, but it was just a thing of let's hit the road, my guy.
Yeah.
Let's just have fun. Let's take on this adventure. We slept by the border and then
sleeping by the border is terrible.
At the second town we got to, we napped. Okay, actually, we had the second town. I think we just napped at two of the towns, yeah. Because really, honestly, it's like about 1.4 if I'm not mistaken, case. So, Anya.
Wow.
She's just like, I'm not ever doing that again.
No, we must hold up a birthday. But anyway, that was the longest. I'm not sure, but I think Katima is round about the same distance. So there was another long distance.
Yeah. Driven.
But yeah,
I've never been to
it was lovely. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, no, they've got free Wi-Fi there now. So there's.
So we're traveling to Katima.
We're going to Katima. Yep. We also had Calvin's voice note here.
Moro Fresh FM.
Moro.
Tasi man, moro yala al tuya.
Awe.
The longest route I've traveled in alone. Katima Manlilo.
Katima Manlilo. Lord, it's from Katima.
From here, I drove to Rundu, slept at Rundu, and the next morning, I went up. Yo, that's the longest that I have traveled.
So it was not a one-way situation.
Yeah.
At least you slept. Speaking of a traveling, Shaquan.
Yeah.
We've got someone here with us that I don't know. Like she gets a tick out of traveling by road. Not even from town to town. No. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Towns? Never. Town for who? For what? She travels country for country, Baba. Country from country. And she just got off another expedition where she was in Ghana. Boys and girls, please help us welcome Poppy Sibiya. Poppy, what's up?
Hello, Vinto.
And you're saying Vinto properly. Oh, my word. Thank you.
Like, wow. A lot of people, even Namibians, are like, Vinto. I'm like, no, guys, get it right.
Yes, Vinto. Please.
Yeah.
Welcome, Poppy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are great. How has your time been in Namibia?
I've only been here one day.
Okay.
So let me take you back.
Mm-hmm.
So in June, beginning June, I set out for Ghana.
Yeah, yeah.
It was my second attempt.
Okay.
So I made it.
I'm happy that you're calling it an attempt.
An attempt, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I made it to Angola.
Yes.
And I wanted a visa to DRC.
Mm-hmm.
And then the DRC embassy in Angola was like, nope, sorry, we can't help you here. We don't process visas for non-residents, for mm-hmm. non-Angolan residents.
Residents, yeah.
So I had to head back to South Africa, get my visa story correct, mm-hmm. and now I'm heading back up to Ghana.
Aha.
So I just arrived in Namibia yesterday. So it's technically my first day here.
Your first
day
here.
Absolutely amazing experience.
On your way to Ghana now?
Yes, on my way to Ghana. So yeah, I went out with some friends to Joker's Pizza. Lovely pizza.
Which is literally down the road from here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
alright. So to everyone who's listening right now, we see your content, okay, mm-hmm. on Instagram and so forth, which, by the way, you create amazing content.
Thank you.
But who is Poppy Sibiya and why have you taken on this quest? to go to Ghana by road.
Like, dude.
So I'm basically a travel vlogger extraordinaire.
Come on.
And my main thing, my main focus right now is African travel by road.
Okay.
So I really just want to get into Africa, you know. Mm-hmm. I enjoy road travel because it opens you up to many destinations,
mm-hmm.
that I feel flying sometimes it closes you up, because if you've told yourself I'm going to fly from here to here, then yeah. you tend to only do that. But by bus, you meet people on the bus and they like, have you tried this place? Hop off on the next stop instead of that stop. Try this place, etc. So it opens me up. This trip was inspired by a competition that I... I've always wanted to go to Nigeria.
Okay.
And then I thought Nigeria and Ghana were neighboring countries.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, when I'm in Nigeria, I'm just going to go to Ghana. Summer. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I didn't have the funds, and then a competition came up.
Yeah.
All expenses paid trip to Ghana. I entered, I lost. So there were three winners. I came number four.
Man.
And I was like, no, man, popsicles. Popsicles is my audience.
Is the audience.
I was like,
yeah,
nah,
yeah.
Popsicles, we can do this. I'm like, we can, and we can, you know what? We can do a much better trip than that all expenses paid one.
Yeah.
Let's raise the funds. The popsicles were like, purr, let's go. Like, and we raised the funds. We raised the funds. And then last year, February, I set out and I made it to Cameroon. And when I was trying to enter Nigeria, so I'm at the embassy, the Nigerian embassy in Cameroon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, Nigeria, give me my visa. They're like, nah, sis, we don't process visas for non-Cameroonians
in Cameroon.
Cameroon.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to South Africa.
Yo, bruh.
So that was my first attempt.
Attempt.
So yeah, I got my Nigerian visa, but that's the only visa I got. I didn't have money for all the other visas.
Yeah.
So yeah. So when I did my second attempt in June this year, I only had the Nigerian visa with me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just gonna get the other visas on the road. And then I realized that no, this visa thing, it's actually not that easy getting them on the road. Mm. You kind of have to have the money up front to buy all the visas that you're gonna need
to
travel
to get
Africa.
Through all these countries.
Yeah. So that's a big challenge that we have as African travelers traveling this continent.
Mm.
We kind of have to have all the money up front for our visas in order to get from one country to the next.
How long have you been traveling like this? I mean, obviously this is not your first, you know, rodeo. How when did you start? Like high school vibes after high school?
I started in 2019.
Okay.
I went from South Africa to Kenya by road.
Mm.
So that one was a short trip. It just took a month.
Short trip.
I mean, compared to the 6 months that I spend nowadays, that one was a quick one. I had all the money up front. I was still working a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
I was teaching English in China. So I had all the money up front. I just took a bus from South Africa to Zambia. Spent a few days. Zambia to Tanzania. A few days, so forth.
Yeah.
To Kenya, then came back. Quick and easy.
And that was not your first time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was my first rodeo.
When COVID hit,
mm-hmm.
it was terrible for you, wasn't it? Because you can't really travel now.
Not really. COVID was a blessing for me.
How?
So
in terms of traveling?
In terms of... Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
Because in 2020, beginning of COVID, I quit my job. And I went back home, lived with my parents. So during COVID, I was busy working. I was busy building my brand.
Mm.
So that by the time the borders opened again, you know, I had built up a solid following.
Audience, yeah.
Yes. Hence, when that competition came up,
yeah,
I was able to raise the funds and, you know, head out.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Poor PCBia is in studio right now. She's a travel vlogger from South Africa. She travels. Bye-bye. She travels. She calls that a trip to Kenya.
It was a short trip.
It was just a short trip.
Yeah,
dying traveling to Katima, Mililu, and Rundu and Lutheran. She's here talking about Kenya. It's around the corner. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. So, you know what, Poppy? You actually had an experience with the Himba people. We'll obviously talk about that on the other side of this.
Yes.
But wow, the content that premium. Wow. I wanted to say something for us.
Yeah.
If she can remember. Just like greet or whatever, you know what I mean? We'll put her on the spot after.
Okay, we won't. Stick around. 7:46.
Unbeatable specials. Energize with fresh breakfast.
Wake up
on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It's 7:53 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're still talking about traveling this morning. My longest that I've traveled, by the way, Poppy, is from Windhoek to Rundu, which I guess...
Which is like 7 hours?
Yeah, which is 7 hours.
Five-ish, seven.
And that is like nothing for you. And I'm kind of embarrassed at this point. I'm so embarrassed. The way she's even putting it, like, you know...
Rundu's my background. Rundu's home.
I was telling NSK actually that, you know, when you actually got here for the first time in Windhoek, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like calling someone who was hosting you that side, but she's here and her family's in Rundu. And she's like, I'm in Windhoek. It's Poppy. And I'm like, please remember her.
Oh, man. Tell us about that experience, by the way. Did you guys eventually got to hang out? Did you guys meet?
So, during my first attempt, I made friends with a lady who's from Rundu. So I was like, I'd like to see the sand. Can you please point me towards the sand?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I'm from Rundu. They're in my backyard. And so that's how I made that connection. So fast forward to the second attempt this year, the lady doesn't have WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So I have to first get into Namibia, get a Namibian SIM card, and then only be able to contact her. So I'm standing there at the garage. I'm like next to the Intercape offices.
Yeah.
I'm like, Helena, I'm here. And, you know, I can't stay in Windhoek. I need to rush to Rundu. I can't get hold of your sister, Ruth, who's also my friend.
Yeah.
Ruth's not picking up. But can I just go? Is it fine if I just, you know, go to your house? Because they had said, you know, feel at home whenever you're here, come through. And she was like, yeah, of course. That's Helena. Yeah, of course you can. That's home for you. You know, that's your family. And I just headed out there and they welcomed me with warm arms. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. 7:55. We've got Poppy Sipia, a travel content creator from South Africa in studio. Shikwan, you mentioned something about Dimba. Situation where
is
the Himba situation the way she
So tell us all about it, girl. There was a point where there was an auntie who was greeting her, right? Obviously she couldn't understand and you should have seen her face. But do you remember a greeting, a saying or something that you took away from there? Because you spent a little bit of time, you created obviously amazing content around it. How was it being around our people?
The Himba are amazing. I just want to say that. Such hospitable people. Hospitable people. And it was an amazing experience because I'm not used to that level of unadulterated culture, you know. Because in South Africa we don't have people still, you know, in their traditional clothes. I kept thinking, you know, they're just gonna put on normal clothes and be like, okay, pop's show's over. But no, that's who they are. Day
the show's in, over
day
and
out.
Sing.
So I that was absolutely amazing for me. A greeting that I remember is Nawa. So I would say Nawa, and then they would say Nawa. I don't know. This is probably incorrect.
But she's actually right.
I learned that term Nawa from Chokwe. So my Rundu family is originally from Angola. So Kanawa Enu. So that Nawa, you know, it's familiar to me.
Okay.
And then another one, an interesting one I learned was something about Penduka. Na Penduka or something.
Penduka, like wake up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we would respond, cue, which I thought was so cool.
And it's so crazy that you remember this stuff, dude, because you are through, like, you travel throughout the continent and you just, like, you just gobble all this stuff in.
Stick, yeah.
Oh, man, lovely. So clearly they've actually left something on your heart, hey?
Definitely.
So you have, obviously, she needs a lot of support from all the people who enjoy her content at the end of the day, right? You have an exclusive subscription situation. Please explain that to us very quickly.
Okay, so for exclusive content, so how exclusive content works is, as I travel and if something, you know, interesting pops up, catches my eye, then I ask the Popsicles to pay to watch that content. I call it close friends. So you join my Instagram
close friends
for $70 and that content is usually open for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So from the day that I say, guys, here's some exclusive content, you have 2 weeks to watch that, and then it expires after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you're teaching us something here. Okay, cool. So you headed to Ghana.
Yes, sir.
Who's in Ghana? Are they waiting for you, or is it just a chance? You're just gonna go into Ghana and see what happens.
Literally, no one in Ghana. Damn. I'm just gonna. This is the thing. Africa's my home.
Yeah.
So I'm at home in Africa. I'll always meet people. I'll always get help. That's just the way, you know, that's life.
But who also wouldn't want to help Poppy, though?
Exactly. She's like her personality.
Go help my main bedroom. Make yourself comfortable.
Don't worry. I'll sleep in the sitting room.
Yes.
So yeah, we're just going to vibe it out, you know, see what happens in Ghana. But yeah, I have no itinerary. I have no plans. I'm just going to, yeah. I like to just go with the flow wherever
just vibes.
I am. Yeah, just vibes. Just vibes. Yeah. And man. It's always a good time. Always a good time.
If you just joined us, man, like, why are you only joining us now?
Why we had such a... Why always missing out on good stuff?
Why? That's why you should leave it on for Fresh Breakfast. This is where radio comes alive. Poppy Shabia, travel content creator from South Africa. Thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the best on your road to Ghana.
Thank you.
We will be keeping our eye on your socials. I dare say I'm officially also now a popsicle now.
Yay! He's a popsicle.
Why are you making it awkward? Why are you making it awkward? We've got the news coming up on top of the hour. Stick around, don't go anywhere. This is a song for December. Whenever